Okay, so we're going to transition. I'm going to reintroduce Grace, and Grace, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, so I'm Grace. I think I know many of you, but my dad has told me to just pretend that nobody knows anything about me, so that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to be a junior at Barry College, and I'm majoring in business management and minoring in social entrepreneurship. And growing up with my parents, I've always done like a bunch of service stuff and have just gotten like a really big heart for the community. And so outside of college, I really want to do like nonprofit work, and I'm not sure what that looks like. But I'm excited to see where that goes. And then this summer, I went to the beach at the beginning of the summer, which was super awesome. And now I'm interning with the North Gwinnett Co-op, which has been a super fun opportunity, and also the church, which has been great as well. And just some random fun facts or favorites about me. I love ice cream. I highly recommend Kilwin's. So maybe Kilwin's downtown Sugar Hill. Definitely know if you have not been yet. My favorite ice cream is salt caramel, and Lizzie introduced me last night into they have like a cone, and you can like dip it in chocolate, and it's delicious. So definitely do that as well. Sports team, Florida Gators. I think two things my dad has taught me to love is Jesus and the Florida Gators. So, and then other things, shopping. I love to shop and just hang out with my friends. And then eating Satchel's Pizza in Gainesville, Florida. One of my mom's childhood friends owns the restaurant, and he's just like super creative. And I would recommend like literally just looking up pictures online, because it's an awesome restaurant, and the pizza is delicious. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. And then diving in to like a little bit of my story, obviously my dad is a pastor. So I grew up in church and going to church and hearing the gospel like constantly, but I don't think I really had like my own personal encounter with Jesus until I was in, I just turned 13 and I had a spinal fusion. So for some context, I was diagnosed with scoliosis in fourth grade, which scoliosis is like a curvature in your spine. And at the time of my diagnosis, they had told me like that it was kind of, they caught it in like a gray area, meaning that the curves were in a spot where like if it had been a little bit less, they would put me in a brace, and if it would be a little bit more, they would recommend surgery. So it was kind of in the spot where like they weren't sure what to do, and so we tried a brace for a few years. And so I slept in a back brace for like a year and a half, which it was very big, just like a hard shell that completely covered my back. I usually ripped it off at like 3 a.m. because it's like a turtle shell is how my mom describes it. Not comfortable to sleep in at all, don't recommend. But I think I always knew that surgery was a possibility, and that fear always like terrified me. Obviously, I was in fourth grade, so I was very young to be hearing all of that. But in October of, I think it would have been 2016, it's just like a basic follow-up appointment to check on the progression of my brace. They told me that I needed surgery. And the surgery involves, it's like a 6-hour surgery. They put two titanium rods in your back and attach it to each like vertebrae with like 20-something screws. So not exactly the funnest experience ever, and I was totally terrified. I think another thing for me is I'm very talented at like working myself up over little things, and just getting very anxious. And so having someone tell me at 12 that I'm about to have like the most intense surgery of my life was absolutely terrifying. I was scared out of my mind. And then going into the surgery, I had a complication, and I was allergic, severely allergic to the pain medicine that they were giving me. And doctors didn't figure that out for like 4 days. So for 4 days, I was just on top of having like my spine reconstructed, I was having a severe reaction to the pain medicine, and doctors were running every single test and looking at us and being like, we have no idea what's wrong with you. And looking back at that experience, I think, like, I experienced a peace that can only be explained by Jesus. Because when you have someone telling you, like, when you have doctors telling you, we don't know what's wrong with you, I was like, oh, like, looking back now, I would have been like, what? Like, freaking out. But in that situation, I was not. And I just had a peace that I think I was like, oh, what is this? And I think it showed me that Jesus is real and he's with me. And so that was definitely like a huge eye-opening moment in my life. And then moving on from there, throughout high school, I would say I was definitely still like, obviously in the church and everything, but I wasn't quite living everything out until I got to college. And another like big eye-opening moment for me was also for some context, I'm in the Winship College program at Barry, which is a Christian leadership program, and it's awesome. So I really saw what living out your faith in college and just being surrounded by people my age who were doing that was like a life changer for me. And I think just seeing like everyone else like truly walking with the Lord was played a really big deal in my faith of just like, oh, like I could do this every day, and maybe this isn't just something that like my parents are telling me, and maybe this Jesus guy is actually pretty cool. And I think I really want to like pursue that on my own. And so my faith definitely became more my own. I think that's when college is when a lot of like my head knowledge transferred to my heart knowledge. Through a lot of just peers pouring into me and mentors, and my small group leader, Elizabeth, was super awesome, and then just mentors around here, like, Grace Song is awesome and has poured into me a lot. And it's definitely still, obviously, like, faith is a journey, and Jesus is constantly growing you and stretching you, but it's been really cool to go through all of that, and I can't wait to see, like, where he leads me next. And then this, okay, I forgot those pictures were up there, but those, I think the x-rays were just my spine before and after surgery. Super cool. Wow. Terrible. What a terrible experience. Anyways, but okay, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Grace. I'm so proud of you as you're sharing.